लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today I have another actor here as my guest and I'm very happy to have him. He said spontaneously, yeah, let's do it today. And here we are and I'm very happy to say hello to Douglas Jung. Welcome to my podcast.
Hello and thank you for having me.
You said you have a shooting day off. How many shooting days are left at your actual shooting?
Well, I just wrapped.
You wrapped? Okay.
Yeah. So I had like I had a couple days off. So I wrapped a recent project. It's a Christmas feature I wrapped, and yeah, I have a few days off. And then like I guess it's funny that there's a bunch of student films that are trying to get their films in before the end of the year. So I'm doing a student film like this weekend.
A student film?
Like university?
University. For a student or what? Or a student.
Yeah, so whatever university
that
they're going to, part of a class or part of an assignment is to do a film. There's a lot of those in California.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, as quick as
you've done also a Christmas vertical I saw. That was released lately.
Yeah,
I saw that one. So, you know, the Christmas verticals, sometimes they are the typical storyline, but with a Christmas tree in the back. And at the end, they are saying Merry Christmas. And that's
that's as much Christmas as it is in there. Yeah.
So, when did you have your last vertical shot? I'm so Christmas.
That one, man, I have to look at my calendar. Honestly, I'm the most organized with my calendar. I have everything in there. The last one
too.
I shot, yeah, I have, it's crazy. I have all the color coordination and everything. It was last month because I've been doing a lot of like the Christmas feature film I just worked on and some other short films I've been doing. Mm-hmm. But the last one I worked on was kind of like this succession type of vertical where, I don't know if you've seen the show, but you know, I'm like, I play like the younger brother who thinks he's the heir. His mom is like kind of, it's very much like Cersei, Joffrey, where the mom is like, no, you're the heir. Like, this is yours. You know, you belong. And then I basically realize that I'm not related to like the family at all by blood. And then everything's kind of stripped away from me. So it's kind of those. And then like, obviously.
You get mad and sad and you get a kind of villain style.
Yeah, I have a little bit of villain arc. It's not a pure antagonist. I'm not the number one antagonist. I definitely go crazy, and because I lost everything. but yeah, it's like, you know, this like complete loss. My whole identity growing up, I thought I was like the heir and like related to this like big family, and then I wasn't. It was a great role. It was like a newer production company. I don't think they've done any verticals. That was their first vertical, so they're kind of trying to crack into the space. So it was cool. There was a lot more time for lighting. There was a lot more time with the scenes. We got multiple takes. It didn't feel quite like a vertical set traditionally, which was nice. A nice change.
Yeah, I think because of this not so stressed pace, it's nice. But where the crew members are also kind of unexperienced in verticals, or
it depends. I've been on some sets where I've worked with some amazing amazing crew, like the DP, the gaffers, the swing, they're really good. You can sometimes you can tell, like working, I mean, I've been working full time as an actor for a couple of years now. You start to see, when I first was on set, I was like, wow, this is wow, what is this light? Oh my God.
Like
You
a
kind of
little
just like
kid in
starstruck.
a chocolate fabric. That's so
Yeah. I mean, that's me now in a chocolate factory.
amazing.
I have a big sweet tooth. But yeah, when I first was on set, I remember the first time I got a call sheet, I was like, wait, what is this? Okay, this, why they have like, because I don't know if you know what a call sheet is, but they have like all the actors, their numbers, the scenes, and everything. So I was like, looking, I was like, they have a New York's hospital, and there's two locations to go to. And I just reading it was so overwhelming, but I feel like I should have just known it. So I didn't, I should have asked someone to like explain this to me.
So you
But
didn't know
yeah,
what a
like,
vertical was before your first shooting one?
yeah, well, yeah, my first one, I had no idea what it was.
Okay.
My very first one was like, man, it was like mid 2023. A college friend of mine, he was producing a film, and he was a filmmaker that I respected. I'd worked with him a couple times. I went to school in San Diego, and he was part of the visual arts department. So he graduated with his visual arts degree, and his group of friends that I kind of like snuck my way into were all filmmakers. And so I was like, I was a communications major, but it was nice because all of the film equipment was in the communications building. So I would be around the visual arts students a lot, and I would just bug them. I'd be like, hey, are you working on a film? Can I, and I took a few classes that my major allowed. And so I kind of just like bugged my way into being with films with them. So I kind of became part of the little bit community of theirs, and I shot a few things with them. And then after we graduated, he was producing a vertical that I didn't know what it was at the time. And he's like, hey, I need some background actors. And I was like, he's a friend. I trusted him. So I was like, yeah, sure. It pays. I'll show up. And then I showed up, and I was like,
What
I was like, why
genre
is
was
everyone?
it? Werewolf one or classic BEO C
I think it was a
CEO
billionaire CEO
billion?
one.
Okay.
I was only on two days for like small little stuff. And yeah, I walked on, and I was like, why are all the cameras this way? And it kind of goes in the question too. Like when I walked on, I was like, I've been on at that point, I've been on sets a bit before. But the crew, like, walking on set, or the crew in experience, or not, like you were asking earlier. For that one, you walk on, and everyone knew what they were doing. Everyone was pros. My friend who's a producer, he also like he's a DP, and he does a bunch of stuff. He has a really he does a lot of he does really good quality work. So in that case, all the crew were really experienced. But there have been sets that I've been on where, you're at first you're just like wow, and then there's some, and then after I've gotten some experience, I can see immediately who's experienced or not, like just the way they communicate to each other, the way things are set up quickly. Their demeanor, honestly, with just them being like super casual and relaxed. They're like, yeah, you want that? Sure. They have like radio sets too sometimes. You can kind of tell right away if you're in good hands on a set. And yeah, on that set, that first production I did, everyone was a pro, and I did 2 days. I actually pulled another one of my friends on who normally does more modeling stuff. I pulled him on, and he came for like a day, and we did some stuff. And yeah, I was like, I had him explain it to me. He's like, oh, it's a book that they're shooting for your phone. And yeah. Yeah, it was a
But
great
when you
experience.
said it was 2023 and they were already all experienced, the whole vertical stuff started 2023, so it was really great to have already an experienced team, because I spoke to a lot of also other actors and directors and stuff like that, and they said when we started in 2023, no one was really knowing what we are doing, but we tried to do our best on set and it worked out. So,
And I mean more so like ex not experienced with verticals, but just experienced with filmmaking. So
Yeah.
I mean it's all the same equipment that they use for traditional films, like the Christmas indie, it's an independent feature film that I worked on. Some of those people had worked on vertical sets, but like the same thing, the lighting. I mean, it's filmmaking, you know. So all the training that they went through. There's one DP I know that went to a Chapman University, which is it's a university here in Southern California. It's really renowned. It's a great school. I've done some student films with them. They're all pros. The training that you go through university, it you know. They know how to make it. They know how to light. They know how to like capture the moments. They know how to which lenses to use. That's all the stuff that the training that they have. So I mean, so like with when verticals were first starting out, you know, they knew there was a lot of people that were really great at making film. And then just like, you know, that stuff, the lenses and cameras and equipment really didn't change at all from like doing regular films to verticals. It's more just like the pacing and like the less time that you have. That's kind of the only
And that you
difference.
have not so a big screen that you can walk all
Yeah,
over
exactly. It's like, yeah, it
it.
becomes more technical. Yeah, for sure. Like you have to, you know, hit your marks and then say your lines. Sometimes, like it depends. Some films they can get you, because a lot of times, like depending on the vertical, some verticals will do autofocus. So there's just like the camera operator and there's autofocusing on you, and some will have someone who's actually pulling focus. So depending on what crew they have, sometimes that you can like walk and talk, and sometimes you have to like set and you can't really move at all. So
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
the thing when I'm seeing banquet scenes and there are people standing a lot exactly at the same place, maybe ladies with high heels. I'm always thinking, what the heck? Don't they have pain in their backs or what?
the smart ones, and some people like to just suffer, I guess. But a lot of times the crew will be like, hey, like your feet aren't going to be in this shot, so you can change to like com more comfy shoes. And most actors do. Yeah, it's like, why suffer? You're not on camera. Sometimes there is a good enough height difference that some I know I've talked to some actresses that would be like, oh, it's fine, I'll just wear my heels. But yeah, it's honestly as a guy, I feel really fortunate that I don't have to wear heels, and I can't really complain for those banquet scenes because there's someone that's in more pain next to me.
Yeah, it's always when I see them, I say, oh hell. That's the exactly same location and maybe nearly the same scene since 20 from 25 minutes, and you have to
Yeah,
stand
it's a lot.
still. Oh heck.
Those can be
That's
draining. Those banquet scenes can be really draining. The one that just came out, the Christmas one that just came out for me, that one actually there's more Christmas themes. Like there's a scene like how you're saying, it's like the whole what makes it a Christmas is like there's one Christmas tree in the back at the very end, and they say Merry Christmas. Mine was a little bit more. I did have like a Christmas sweater. My character made like Christmas cookies for a fundraiser. There's a scene where I'm like decorating a Christmas tree, so there was a little bit more elements of Christmas trees, but I know what you mean. It's kind of like even with like werewolf ones, they're like CEO werewolf. There's like no werewolf element besides them saying Alpha and Luna and Beta
Exactly.
and Omega. That besides that,
Yeah.
there's no werewolf at all.
No
So
shifting, no
yeah.
claws, nothing.
So sometimes when you get a script, you're like, oh, it's a werewolf script, and you're excited for it, and you read the whole thing, and there's like no fight sequences. There's nothing werewolf related really,
And
and
you
you're just
are
like, ooh. Disappointing. It can be
shit.
disappointing because I know some of the werewolf ones can be kind of intense, but the ones I've done, I loved. There's been some really cool like stunt scenes that I've done, fight sequences and like battles and stuff. Yeah, well, I was going somewhere with this. Oh yeah, the Christmas one. So the Christmas one I just did on Dramabox. I don't know if you've seen it, but like the second half of the film is all banquet scene. So I think we did 6 days total of shooting or something, 6 or 7, and like 3 or 4 of those days were just that one banquet scene.
Yeah, you
Because
know,
like it's a
that's
banquet scene,
sometimes
yeah.
it's the problem. When the paywall got hit, the story
Yeah.
falls flat. That's mostly the thing. When you are watching verticals, mostly I would say the first 10 episodes
Yeah.
have so many raping, kidnapping, miscarriage, slapping,
Yeah,
all
all
of
the
the
crazy stuff.
bunch in this 10 episode. And when
Yeah.
you hit the paywall, after that, the story falls totally flat, and they're maybe discussing for 20 episodes, is it really him or not? So,
Yeah, it kind of hits this. Yeah.
that's
Yeah, that, yeah.
that's I think it's tactic.
Yeah,
When
definitely. I feel
you
like
hit
that's
the
something that needs
paywall.
to, yeah. I've, and that's something that's discussed too on set. They're like, hey, you know, this is usually the there's a bigger focus on that, those first 10 episodes, because also that's like the first, usually on platforms, that's the first 10 that they release. So they will have, you know, it's like a way, it's a, that's the marketing window,
Yeah, they
you
want to
know.
hook up the audience so that they are
Yeah.
getting, you know,
Yeah.
I spoke to a lot of audience and fans also for this podcast. And every time when I'm asking, how did you get into verticals as a fan or as an audience? It's every time the same answer. I saw an ad on Facebook or TikTok.
Yeah.
And I saw exactly for this show five or six ads, but every time another episode. And then I wanted to know how the story goes
Yeah,
along.
you get hooked. Yeah.
And mostly it's a reel short. So reel short marketing people, I
Yeah.
think they're getting really great bonuses.
Yeah.
They
Yeah, they're
work so
making,
well.
yeah. They're working, yeah, they have it figured out, you know, they have the marketing strategies really down. They have those hooks. They everything's written to, most of the scripts I read too, they have like each episode like is so addicting and it just wants to keep you watching more. I've found myself on social media seeing, because a lot of my friends, I mean, I get a lot of vertical ads and stuff because a lot of my friends and people I'm around are in that space. So yeah, I find myself like, oh, this is kind of like, I'll see my friend and I'm like, oh wow, he, oh dude, like that's cool, he's playing, he doing fo a
You got
football one, he
also
loves football,
hooked.
yeah. And I'll like, I find myself like watching eight episodes like, hey, wait a second. Yeah, it's really, really addicting. It's yeah, no one's
It
immune.
works even
Yeah.
on the actor itself.
Everyone, no one's immune. Yeah.
Okay, that's good
It's
to
almost
know.
more addicting because it's like, you know the person and you want to, you're like, you want to see them do the thing, you know?
Are
Yeah.
you the
Yeah, definitely.
type who watches the verticals also?
Yeah,
Do you
not
watch
all,
your
not
own
definitely not
one?
all of them. Yeah, not definitely not all of them. My family loves watching them. So a lot of times when I'm home, I don't live very far from home, but whenever I'm
Okay.
home for the holidays and stuff, they are like, can we watch your newest one, or do you have anything to watch? And then we'll, and then
Who's
I'll
your
like give
biggest
that one.
fan? Your mom?
My mom probably, yeah. Yeah,
Because
she
I spoke
watches
with Kaylin
all my stuff.
Peluso and she told me that her grandma is the biggest fan
Oh.
with every type of platform under her smartphone, and she is so in love with Nick Ritacco.
Oh yeah, Nick. Yeah. Nick's great.
When
Yeah.
imagination granny is sitting there watching verticals,
Watching
that's
Nick,
so
looking at
sweet.
Nick's abs. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's another thing too, like,
Kaylin said
yeah.
to me she was upset that Kaylin hasn't worked yet with Nick. And I said,
I know
okay,
she has
if
to.
you want to be a big, great, lovely granddaughter, you will get her an autograph
Yeah.
from Nick to Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, Nick's killing it. He's doing great. That's another, like, he, you know, I work with him. He's a friend of mine, so it's like seeing him, seeing his stuff pop up, like, oh, like I want to see what Nick's doing, what he's up to. Oh, he's in Vancouver or he's in New York right now. It's even though they're your friends, you know, you don't always talk, and you know, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm in, I was like, hey, you want to do something? It's like, oh, I'm flying to China or I'm in New York, you know. It's kind of, you know, just scheduling anything with friends is can be really
Yeah,
tough.
if there are
Scheduling
actors too,
busies.
I think that's
Yeah.
you cannot plan anything maybe
No. Yeah.
36 hours in advance or
Yeah. That's what
stuff.
I'm saying for this one. I was like, oh, I have the day off. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally fine. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how many verticals have you done so far? Do you know that?
I recently counted. Let's see. I recently counted. I have done 40.
40.
40, 40, yeah.
Since what did
Yeah.
you say, mid of 2023, right?
Yeah, I'm very organized. I have a list. I put my list together. So
You're
first one
so good
was,
structured. Holy.
yeah, I'm very organized. Not with everything, but with some stuff. Should be with everything. June 2023 was the first vertical I did. That was the background for my
And
previous account.
when did you do your second one?
That
Straight
one
after that
was,
or
yeah, it
later?
was like 2 months after
Okay.
August. This was August of that year. That was
Yeah,
the first like
because
lead I did.
I saw my first vertical, I think it was September 2023, October, stuff like that. And there haven't been so many out then.
No, it wasn't. At that point, like the one I did, the second vertical I did, which is my first lead, it
What's
was a
the
continuation.
title?
There
Do
was
you
a
know that? Do
The
you
Alpha's Daughter. Yeah, that's the easier
platform?
one.
Platform?
Real short.
Okay.
Yeah, it was real short. It
I'm
was
sure
like real
I
shorts.
saw this one. I'm sure, but I'm so bad if in memorizing all these titles because every
I
time
mean
it's kind of CEO pregnant heiress or something like that in the title.
This one didn't do very well. It did I think it kind of fell through the cracks a little bit. So you may have not have seen this one, because then afterwards things really picked up, and now there's like so many releases. Like my show just came out on like the 8th, as my another lead that I've done. I've only done a couple leads, and that one just came out, and already it's like there's like 10 more that have come out since then. So it's crazy how back 2023 things were like there weren't that many, and I think the first one I think that came out was like they shot in July or so. June or July, or maybe even earlier. It might have been like May or April, but that was the first one that really blew up. And then the lead characters in that had like a cameo in the one I did. So there was like this world building that they were trying to do, and mine didn't do very well. And then they, Real Charge was just figuring out like what worked, and they just kept going, going, going.
Yeah, the thing when I, as I said, I got hooked up from an advertising of ReelShort, and I bought a weekly member. My first membership was a weekly membership on ReelShort. And then I watched 4 days and nights straight every show on ReelShort, which was published till then. Exceptional the Asian ones, the Chinese ones.
Just the English speaking ones, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just watched. Yeah, because I try to watch a Chinese one, but it's so hard. If you have to watch a vertical with the subtitles, then you are concentrating
Lots of
on the subtitles and
Right. You're just reading the whole time.
in some situations, for me it's hard. It's a silly example, but that's it. If you see a Cayman Cardiff as a billionaire CEO, tall, big muscles, shoulder, yeah. So, and then you see a Chinese billionaire CEO. The Chinese one are always so skinny and small people. I'm 5'10". For me, it's hard to imagine to get protected by a Chinese.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, I feel like the standard, it's a cultural thing too, like the standard,
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
like a beauty standard is different. What American audiences want versus what Chinese audiences want are just a
Yeah,
little different.
absolutely. And I'm happy that there are both possibilities, and even more with all the Latin stuff who came lately up.
Yeah,
The
I've seen more postings about
Latin
that.
verticals. And so it's fine that it's the possibility for everyone to watch what they like. So, but when you started your shooting so early, I have a question for you. Do you think that's what I have the feeling? All the verticals who dropped in 2023 or early 2024, the storyline were not so full of all this violence and raping stuff like they have been in the last year.
I remember the one I did with Real Short, that one had some like sexual assault. It had some of that stuff, those elements to it. And a lot of the actors, we were just like, can we don't really like this. Like, can we switch it? And immediately the producers and casting were like, yeah, absolutely, we can change it. We want to have a good reputation. We can get rid of this stuff. So there's a scene where like one example was like there's a scene where like it was like the Alpha King who gets overthrown. He was like being kind of creepy with one of the actresses, and then in the scene, and not in real life, in the scene, and then she, before anything happens, she like gets a knife and like stabs him. So it was like, and it was enough to show like, oh, like he's bad and he's evil and he deserves to be
Yeah,
overthrown.
and I
And
think it
then
was one episode, right? Or two. And
yeah, or something
lately,
like
it's
that.
nearly in every
The
episode
whole
that
thing.
someone gets slapped or, You know, that's what I mean.
Yeah, it's tough to like, as an actor, you're when you sign on now, like before I wasn't worrying about the intimacy and the stunts and like the actions and stuff. Now when I sign on to something, I'm like, okay, well, what do I have to do to other act? What do I have to do? What am
Yeah.
I, is my, if my character's a villain, am I hurting people? Am I attacking them? Am I slapping? Like I try to know as much as I can. And yeah, sometimes it can be really, that's one, I think that's a challenge in the vertical space. Like when you're a villain, you're just evil. And there's no like no one, I feel like, I guess there is really, there is evil in this world, but for the most part, interesting stories, there's villains with layers. Like
Yeah.
there's a reason you're doing this, and there's a reason why you're doing horrible things, and there's justification, like you've justified it in your own mind, even though it's wrong for the wrong reasons, of course. There's that. And then so we're trying to find those layers in there as actors, because that's what that's what makes us want to do this. And yeah, it gets shut down on set.
Yeah,
It's
and
like, no, don't do that.
I think, you know, some stories need the violation in different ways. Or if you see a Mafia one, there is a shooting and some kind of blood and someone dies. You know, that's the genre. And
Scary,
the
scary stories
story
like Werewolf
needs
Once.
and the yeah, exactly, and the story needs this one. But there are some, or lately so many verticals where there are people slapping and stuff like that without any sense for the story. They're just doing it, you know?
Yeah, they're just
And
like, they just wanted to
that's
see
a
that action.
different thing where I say, really, is this needed? Come on. No. So I'm not against this violence or raping or kidnapping stuff in the verticals, because in some stories it really makes sense. And
Right, it has to make sense, and a lot of times it doesn't. Like I
exactly.
remember I did one, and there are like the girl is trying to get health care for her child who has cancer or has this, like this disease. He has something, and it's just like he's at the CEO office, and the CEO is like humiliating her and beating her, and then everyone in the office is also like partaking. Like every single person is just abusing this woman that just wants her child to, like, they're billionaires, and I think the surgery would be like a couple hundred thousand dollars or something. Like that is pennies to these billionaires. So it doesn't make sense. Like the whole room is gonna abuse her. Like, okay, yeah, get out of here. We'll pay for the surgery, which is pennies to them. Okay, oh, whatever, it's over. It's like their motivation is to like, oh, I hate this person and I need to like really hurt them. Why? Like in real life, you wouldn't waste time. You don't, who, this person is no one to you. You're just like, all right, yeah, here's the money. Bye. Or
Yeah, and
like security, escort them out.
in the verticals now they are doing over 10 episodes or whatever. Everyone is slapping, and that's I'm not the type of audience who straightly watch always from the beginning till the end. When I'm starting watching a vertical, I normally watch it straight through because I don't like it if you stop and do any other stuff, go back to the story later.
Yeah,
But
because you forget.
if there's so much violence in it, I have no problem to turn it off and don't watch it till the end. There are so many people who say, yeah, I paid, so I normally watch it till the end. Maybe it gets better in the end, but to be honest, a vertical which is shit in the first 30
Doesn't
episodes,
get better. Yeah,
in my
it goes the other way
opinion,
usually.
no. And then for me, my time is too precious to waste it on watching
No, that's
till
fair.
the end. So, and I said that often when I started watching Vertical, the first storylines were more unique than they are now. You didn't see in the beginning of the Vertical so many repeating of the stories. You know, now it's lately there were so many sport verticals. It's every time the same storyline. The only thing that changes the sport they are doing.
The
You know?
impeccable sports ones. Yeah, totally.
Same with
I think
same
also
with the
there is
cooking
some movement,
ones.
the cooking ones. I haven't seen any of those, but I've known some friends that have done them. Yeah, it's almost, I don't know, it's a weird thing where like there have been some strides. Like there was like the I think there was like a Game of Thrones dragon one that Real Short did. There was a I did a Love Island one, which was really cool. That was very different. There was a Squid Game one as well. So there are like some I think now because it just I mean there was I feel like there was repetition when I was applying for roles back in, 2023. But because there's just so many more companies now, and like productions are like doubling, like some companies are having like 100 verticals come out in a single year. They're because there's just so much more of it like that, the repetition is amplified, So whereas before there was less, so there were some storylines, but some were kind of consistent. But like any unique ones, I think like the ones I mentioned, the dragon one, the Squid Game one, they didn't
Look, the Love
do.
and Blood stuff or the Game of Choice who lately came out, they
Yeah,
are so
yeah. Do you know if that's
unique.
doing well? Super
Which
unique, yeah.
Game of Choice or what?
Yeah, either one. Do you know how well it's doing?
Love and Blood. I was, to be honest, I was surprised that it was published by Real Short.
Is that the Dragon Slayer one?
But the main problem is, wait, the main problem is Real Short didn't promote really the Love and Blood one because they didn't produce it themselves. They are
Oh,
only making a
interesting.
lot of posts, ads, and stuff like that for their own produced shows.
Oh,
So
okay.
when I watched lately, wait, I will check actually, the viewer numbers for Love and Blood, it was not even on 10 million.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's really surprising. Yeah, I feel a lot of it too, it comes down to the marketing, right? They know like this formula works.
4.2 million
Wow.
till now.
Wow. Wow.
And
It's so surprising. I think it shows like I don't know, like they like things don't do well. Like they know it's I guess if you're a business and like this formula works, and if you have a CEO and this storyline, this works. This will make enough money. This will make money. They're not willing to invest in other things because they know like this work. Why fix what's not broken kind of mentality.
And
Which is a shame.
I think that's such a shame because this Love and Blood stuff, for example, was so a
Yeah.
new and fresh storyline,
Yeah,
which
something
was
different spot with
so
like
badly needed.
yeah.
I'm watching
Like I would love
straight
to
what.
play a knight, a dragon rider, Game of Thrones type. I would love to do something like that. Like I would any type of action stuff. Like I remember I did a werewolf one where we had these big fight scenes, and we had a stunt coordinator that I've worked with a couple times, and it was awesome. I think I had a couple of choreographed fights. That one was one of my favorite verticals that I've done because of all the action, and I was able to like do these moves. I almost kill the werewolf alpha. I almost kill him, and he comes back. And there was just so much fun in that. And of course, there was the traditional tropes of like the humiliation and the contract marriage and all that stuff. But something fresh would be, yeah. It's like, yeah.
Sometimes I think that the big platforms, DramaBox, Real Short, Good Short, they are not willing to take a big risk of kind for new storylines. If you're watching the smaller apps like Drama Pops or Candy Jar, Wiglu, the quality of the stories
Yeah.
are mostly better. And not the classic vertical trope.
Yeah.
So on Drama Pops, for example, are mostly the shows which were produced in Istanbul, in Turkey.
Okay, big blue. Okay.
No, that's on Drama Pops. Drama Pops
Drama Pops.
had
Sorry.
the Turkish produced verticals. But every show they publish is in really great quality, also in the post-production. And the storylines are mostly fresh. With some vertical trope, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you gotta have those, yeah. But yeah.
But it's not the classic one where you
Yeah.
exactly know after five episodes how the story will go along, you
Yeah, it's the
know?
same story. Yeah. That's great. I feel like they could take notes from that, yeah.
So for me, I love supporting the smaller platforms because they don't publish so many shows per month. The quantity is less, but the quality is much better.
Yeah, that's
And
great.
it makes more sense to watch them if you want to get entertained
Right.
than watching some other shows. Because
Yeah.
lately, for example, on Reelshot dropped so many new shows.
Yeah.
So many new
It's like
shows.
four each day.
Yeah.
It's
And
crazy.
as the audience, you cannot watch so many shows
Yeah,
because
what do you
Reelshot is not the only app who's publishing new shows.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
how do you keep up? I'm overwhelmed with my watch list on Netflix. I have all
Yeah,
these shows I haven't watched, I haven't finished House of the Dragon, I haven't finished. I haven't like Arcane, like a lot of shows that I really lo love. I have not had the time to finish it, and I'm overwhelmed. Like all the Apple TV shows, Severance and stuff, I haven't watched any of it, and I feel overwhelmed. I can't imagine how, vertical.
As I said, on my
Yeah.
phone, actually 52.
Yeah.
So imagine if every platform would only drop one show per week. That's 52 shows
50
per
weeks.
week.
Insane. How do you pick what you watch?
As I said, I'm watching now for 2 years, and I'm not the super nerdy fangirly type that says, oh yes, if I don't know, Noah Fondley is in it, I will truly what? No.
Okay.
I did some acting stuff here in Germany too.
Okay,
So for
nice.
me, it's more
Yeah.
interesting how is this vertical produced in the whole thing, you know? Is the
Yeah.
sound good? Is the cast good? Is the, I don't know,
Yeah.
as you said, the
Yeah.
lightning. Does this whole vertical make sense? Not maybe
Yeah.
in the storyline, but in the
Yeah.
production.
Yeah.
So, and as I said, in the earlier days, I really loved what Reelshot dropped because the stories were really nice. But
Yeah.
lately, for example, I haven't purchased a membership for Reelshot, I think more about a year now,
Oh, wow.
because you know,
It's the same.
you luckily can watch a trailer. And
You know, yeah.
if you see or if you get shown on Instagram an advertising for a new show, I normally try to watch the trailer.
Yeah.
And if you watch verticals for so long as I did, you have kind of feeling where the story will go and not.
Yeah.
And as I said, in the last year, yeah, maybe year, the three platforms, Drama Pops, Viglu, and Candy Jar. Never disappointed in any quality, never disappointed in any storyline. And what was really nice, Candy Jar, for example, is the only platform. Okay, Alta TV now posted the second part, but Candy Jar is the only platform where you can find more verticals with more than one part.
Oh, like a part two and stuff. Okay, nice.
There are a
That's pretty
lot
cool.
of shows with part two or part three, even part four for some shows.
Yeah.
So that you have 45 episodes roundabout per show. And because of the second and third part, the story has more time to develop. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the storyline
Pretty quick.
in it itself makes more sense and is
Yeah.
more comfortable to watch it than, as I said, the whole first 10 episodes overloaded with all the drama and
Yeah.
then
Yeah, it's over. It's like, yeah, it's overstimulating, and then it just kind of, yeah, flattens.
yeah,
Sounds
sometimes
insane,
or
yeah.
mostly it happens now because of the podcast and because I got in contact with some actors that they are writing me, ah, Michaela, a new show of me of mine is coming out. Would you mind watching it and give me your opinion on it? And if it's possible, then I will watch. But the next problem is because of so many platforms. For example, on Reelshot, a weekly membership costs me 22 euros
Okay, wow.
per
Wow.
week.
Yeah, per week. And you can watch everything on the
Then
platform?
you can watch everything.
Okay.
Exceptional, and that's the next shitty thing. This
Huh.
fucking interactive ones.
That you pay for those in addition.
Yes, for the
Interesting.
decisions. You can make in
Wow,
this
yeah.
interactive ones, there is one way for free and the other way, which is more interesting for the story.
Yeah.
You have to pay by coins,
Interesting.
additionally
Yeah.
to your membership. And that's so
Yeah.
silly. Why do I have
Yeah.
to pay when I already purchased a membership? And the
Yeah.
next silly part of this interactive ones is that every episode costs more coins in the decision. So if
Oh,
I will
so
watch
I
one
see.
interactive one, for example, I have to purchase the membership, the 20, 25 euros, plus I did assumption one time, if I would have choose always coin variation in the decision, this total show would cost me 67 euros to watch. 67
That's
euros for
insane.
one show to
And
watch.
what is it out of the movies? Like maybe $20 if it's IMAX, $12, $5. Like there's a deal AMC here. It's like every Tuesday it's like $5 for a movie
And that's
for
so
like a
ridiculous
fully,
expensive.
yeah.
And if you see
That's
now,
insane.
so many platforms are popping up lately. You cannot purchase everywhere a membership.
No,
Although
it's
you
way too much. You
are
spend all your money.
CEO, billionaire, whatever, hot stuff. And no, I'm not. So for me, I'm looking more for good produced verticals and storylines.
Yeah.
And for me, it's not the prior priority who's the cast.
Yeah. It's the story and the production quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you can be sure if some usual actors or actresses are in this vertical,
It's pretty good.
mostly it's good.
Yeah.
But a great cast can make a shit story good. That's it.
Yeah.
If the
Yeah,
storyline
true.
is shit,
It's,
you cannot
yeah.
make it good.
It's a full collaboration, you know. If you can have the best actors in the world, and if you're trying to make something better, and then the executives are like, no, stop. That's not what this is. It's this, and then you have no choice. Like you're hired, you know. You have to listen to what your boss is telling you.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it becomes this thing where like, you know, you have a character, and you build a character, you try to make an interesting choice to make it exciting, or you play the same character. I know, I talked to an actress recently. She's like, I played the same character 7 times, and I wanted to change it up a little bit and add this unique choice. And then she did it, and they're like, no. And so she's
I
like, all right, go
spoke
back to
to
the
Molly
whole.
Anderson, and she said she had. Okay, it was a few weeks ago. She had a role. It's more like a rom-com style, so that she could have made it more rom-commy, comedy, funny. And she said in the end, the whole rom-com was forbidden because the client wants more drama. And she said it was all gone.
Wow. I
And I
feel like
think
I
that's
talked to someone recently
shit.
too. Yeah, I think also there's a cultural thing of like usually the executives who have, you know, are in charge are Chinese, and I feel like comedy in Chinese culture is very different than comedy in Western cultures. So
Absolutely.
that also is a disconnect.
I spoke lately to a post-production team in Vietnam who are doing a post-production for Viglu, mostly Viglu shows. It was totally interesting because we spoke about that it would be time for more comedy in the vertical stuff. And one of them told me that she's watching all the Chinese verticals, and lately in China, a lot of comedy was produced. So maybe if they are hitting there, they will come over. But my opinion is, as you said, that I'm not sure if the comedy of the Chinese people will work
Yeah,
in
they
the
have to trust.
Western.
Yeah. They
You
have
know,
to allow
normally
like
when
an
you have
American
a
director.
CEO, billionaire, storyline, whatever, they translate the script and can do it mostly one-to-one, like in China, in the storyline. But in a comedy one, I'm not sure if the Chinese humor will fit in the Western.
Yeah, some of the probably jokes wouldn't land. But I'm hoping will be. I think there was there it's like Dropbox has like a they have a staff of writers, and I've met a few of them, and they're American, or English is their first language. they were telling me that, they write a lot of stuff. So I'm hoping that, there'll be some comedy scripts coming out because, like, again, it comes down to like, who has final say, but there are a lot of writers, it there, of course there are the translations and stuff still, but there are people like, writing stories from scratch with the tropes and the humiliation scenes and all that stuff.
Yes.
But yeah,
I think
traditionally
that's always,
comedy,
that's a vertical
well,
character, a character, you know?
yeah.
Some of the tropes are still needed.
Yeah, you need that as an audience. It's like kind of what you, that's like the comfort almost from what I've heard from some fans. Like it's a comfort to like have the, the same similar formula, but maybe different actors, different characters, different settings.
The thing is,
Yeah.
when I, for example, spoke with Casey Esser, when we recorded, he told me, okay, he had done 51 shows. And I asked
Wow.
him, in how many shows you have to propose? And he said, in
Everyone.
49.
Wow. So
And
two only
in
two.
the two
Wow.
shows he didn't propose, when the first show where he didn't propose came out, there were a lot of fans who were writing him, why didn't you propose? That's not good. That's not, no, we
Wow,
expect you to
interesting.
propose. They were so
Yeah.
unhappy that the proposing
Wow.
was missing in this
Wow.
vertical.
That's so interesting.
Yeah,
I
he
wonder
said
why
to
there's
me,
that.
they were really disappointed that there was no proposing at
Yeah.
the
That's something you don't think about. You don't think that that would be like a big deal or people would care about that. Interesting. They want
But
to
they were
be,
so
wow,
used to
interesting.
it. They were
Yeah.
so used to it.
Wow.
How often did you
Funny how it
propose
can.
in verticals?
Oh man, I can't, that's not a tracker. I don't, that's not something I've tracked. I would say maybe like half a dozen times. A lot of times too, like the character I get like the bottom of the love triangle. So I'll be like engaged to the girl, to the lead girl, or like her toxic boyfriend, or maybe the nice guy. And she, like, there's been multiple times where I've been up at the altar, about to get married, and then the guy comes in and he's like, "I love you," and I'm like, oh, "Okay, I understand. I want the best for you too." And then I just leave, and I'm like, I was like, "I just leave? I'm the nice, like the nice guy's really finished last in this one."
If you
So there's
said,
but
okay, it's fine.
yeah, I was like, no
I
worries.
wish you
And I'm like,
happily
this is the
very
person I'm in love
after.
with. Yeah. It's like one of those things where I was like, okay, this wouldn't make any sense. Like, why would we wouldn't be here if I'm gonna just let this go, and she's gonna let this go so quickly. So there's been probably more of those happening to me than proposals, because usually it's like I'm already in the relationship with the girl, and then the guy swoops in.
But
That's
that's
usually
the
what happens.
way I told Casey, if you would imagine to pay for 49 wifey's alimonies, that
Oh
would be
yeah,
really expensive. So
they're really
you've got the
expensive.
better way that you
Yeah,
can drop
honestly,
out before you get married.
I was like, you know what? I wish the best for you guys. Have a nice life. I'm gonna be like
I'm
being a
out.
CEO over
Thank
here.
you.
Yeah.
Had you ever a towel drop, which drops always so often in the last year? Every shower scene maybe has a
Oh
towel drop
yeah.
in it.
No, I haven't. No. Yeah.
No.
No, I haven't.
What's
I
wrong
feel like
with
I've only.
you?
Well, I've only done three leads. So, and one was a very wholesome one where there was just like, there was basically no intimacy. It was very wholesome. It was just like one kiss or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't done the raunchy one. I feel like if I've done a, if I did a bunch, like if you do 40, 51 leads, of course it'd be at some point. But yeah, I guess I just haven't done enough leads to have a towel drop.
To
Usually
drop.
that's the, I'm usually like the antagonist, or I'm his brother, or I'm
You're
the,
not the
the
towel
one.
drop worthy
Not the
man
towel
at the
drop, yeah.
moment.
Yeah, not so far.
No,
I've
because
seen a lot of those, yeah.
they are getting so
But
standard in every vertical,
yeah, you gotta
mostly.
have, yeah.
You know, that's also a thing where I'm asking, why is that needed now?
Yeah, I mean they wanna see some apps, I guess. Everyone wants to see apps. I feel like it's interesting, like because you have like an acting and a film background, I feel like you as an audience member is unique because you look for production quality, you look for good acting, you look for all a good storyline that makes sense. You look for these things, kind of like how Jen does for Vertical Love. She like looks more deeply into stuff where maybe some people are just like, they're not looking at all that stuff. They're like, I just want something to entertain me and to escape. And so they like the slaps and the violence. It's entertaining to them because it's like, it's spectacular and it's jaw-dropping or whatever.
Yeah,
But
but
it's
I
different.
think, I saw a few shows. That was the problem of the earlier shows. They were not so good in quality of sound and stuff like that. The voiceovers were so badly, or sometimes so shitty background music, or so loud background music. I think the first Verticals wasn't shot with any mic under the clothes, so the sound, it was sometimes really hard to understand what the actors are saying. And so in sound quality, the Verticals really improved over these 2 years. But sometimes lately, I'm doing every month a monthly recap episode with the big review ladies. So we are talking every month about the new shows that dropped, about the crap of the month, and about the vertical of the month. Yeah, you cannot always talk about only the good stuff. How will you improve as an actor if I'm
Totally.
always sugarcoating you?
Yeah, no, you need criticism. I feel like that's something that as artists and actors, like that's it's an ego thing where you don't want to hear it. You want to be like just
I
tell me my
cannot.
compliments.
I cannot say to you, Douglas, you are really shit. That doesn't help you. You
No,
know?
constructive
Yeah,
criticism.
constructive. And that's moment at the moment a problem mostly of the reviewer in Instagram, for example. Only review a vertical if it's minimum, I would say, 3.5 out of 5 in the ranking. If it's worse, they don't do a review because they won't set up anyone who's in it.
They want to call anyone
So
out.
I tell everyone, if you ask me to watch a vertical, you have to live with my open and honest opinion about it. I don't do a review on my profile. I will send you a review per DM or per email, what I'm thinking about. But I will tell you openly when a vertical didn't catch me, because
And why, yeah.
for example, I saw a month ago a vertical who was so hyped, and I watched it and thought, didn't catch me. And the problem was the female lead, you exactly saw it, that she felt so uncomfortable this whole vertical. It didn't click on screen with the lead, a male lead. You don't see all in all the intimacy scenes or kissing scenes, you see exactly that there is no clicking.
Yeah, no chemistry.
Absolutely not. And so the male lead asked me about my opinion, and I sent him an email. There was a villain one in this vertical, and he was really great. It was kind of psychopath, and he nailed this role. And I loved the location where it was shot, because it was not the typical CEO billionaire mansions. It was outside. So, and I said, listen, I loved the location. I loved this guy who played the ex-boyfriend, the psychopath ex-boyfriend. I loved your performance, but this whole vertical didn't catch me because a very important person in this vertical gave me the whole time the feeling that she don't want to be in it. And then the answer was, but I really liked working with her. And I said, yeah, that's maybe possible. Maybe she's private, a total nice person. But for me, she doesn't fit with the role she had to play. So, and today, for example, I watched a new vertical upcoming on Drama Bob. The female lead blew me totally away. She played this weak wifey first, who got kind of bullied, so well, and raised like a phoenix from the ashes in this role. At the end, she's so powerful and self-confident, and it was so great acted that I was really fascinated sitting in front of my screen. Oh, wow! So, and that's for me entertainment, if I can see that
people get it.
Every actor, even if it's a side role or a background player or whatever, that they are identify with the thing they are doing and not that they are doing
It's,
it
it has
out
to be
of
believable.
money.
Yeah, totally.
Sometimes you see exactly who does it
For
for
money,
the
yeah.
money. You see that.
Totally. I feel like some of it too, it's you know, if there's bad chemistry, it's not always just the actor's fault too, because a lot of times with verticals, you'll get a self tape you send in and you book it. There's no chemistry read, or there's none of that. So it's like maybe they're great actors individually, but just they're not a good fit together. So that's like just, you know, the casting is a little bit off sometimes, or you know, maybe the cast a lot of times casting directors don't have the choice. The executives are like, hey, we want these two,
Yes.
you know.
I totally
But
understand that, but you see that in the end. If you are,
it plays so
as you
well.
said,
You can see it.
looking a bit more in the detail, you can see that exactly. And then this whole post-production thing is so important for a vertical. I spoke lately when we did the last monthly recap. There was one vertical. The storyline was great. The cast was great, but the whole post-production ruined the whole vertical. It was turned off by every lady in
Wow.
this. Because it was, and the interesting thing was when I spoke to this post-production team in Vietnam, they asked me if I'm watching the verticals with earphones or with loudspeaker. And I said, 95% I watch it with earphones with noise canceling because, you know, when I'm in the gym or stuff like that, I cannot watch it. So,
Yeah, you know what? How
and
could
there,
you slap in like that
yeah,
loud? You
everyone's
know?
a what?
I was like, what are you watching?
Yeah, and then there's a big intimacy scene, and they say, "We're watching with
Yeah.
partners or
Like
what?" No.
more, moaning and stuff. Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely like
yeah. So, and they told me, and they did a post-production for one vertical where the sound was really shit. The background music was so loud, stuff like
Yeah,
that.
there's not
And I
good
said, "How
speakers.
can this happen? Don't you watch the product in the end, what you are doing?"
Yeah, like a
And then
prop,
they
yeah.
told me, "Huh, we are two person in the office, and we are doing this post-production only with loudspeakers." And I
Why would
said,
they not have, they don't have headphones on?
"That doesn't make sense because you have so many noises around you that it's clearly why you are putting the sound more loud.
That doesn't
Why
make any
don't you
sense.
rewatch your stuff
With
minimum one
headphones.
time with earphones?"
Yeah, that doesn't make. So I went to school. I take editing classes. I co-edited a short film with my friend years ago, and so I've taken editing classes. I know how to work. Premiere Pro is a big software that a lot of people use. You always wear headphones. That was like day one of editing. Put your headphones on and then start the program. That just shows. I mean, maybe they haven't had proper training, and they just, you know,
Maybe
yeah.
they are not doing this in that way in Vietnam. I don't know.
That makes no sense. Yeah, you always wear
But for
headphones.
me, it was so okay after they told me that they are doing only this thing with loudspeaker. It makes sense for me because they have to put it louder, but because maybe there were so many sounds around them while they are editing. But
That
if you're
makes
watching it with noise canceled earphones, it was so whoa.
And there's more
Not good.
details to look at it too. Like you have to look at the levels. You have to look at the, you know, decibel level. You have to look at that, make sure, you know, the sounds aren't blown out. You can't, maybe their speakers are not calibrated, or they're kind of broken. So there's a lot of factors at play there.
Yeah, and that's for me, that's just small things that make a good vertical, you know? Not
Well,
only
I think
microphones.
sound's huge. I mean, sound's like half, you have the video and the sound, you know, it's like
Yeah.
half of what you're consuming. So I feel like sound is so important. And
Yeah.
yeah, it's a shame that I've known some verticals that I've seen. I know people that have done posts that are their directors that will like do it their first pass, and they'll deliver it, you know, in 4K sound is like perfect. And then they release it, and the platform releases it with this like weird background noise, elevator music
Yeah.
that is like, and they have the
Yeah.
ding
Oh,
sounds,
yes.
you
They are
know,
so
and the, or
annoying.
the water drop sounds, and then it's like, it's in seven, it's in like the resolution's much lower instead of, you know, 1080p at least HD, it's like in 720, and the sound, the background noise is louder than the, I'm like, and then the, my friends were like, we delivered it and it was great. It looked and sounded great. And then it's released on this platform. It looks, the lighting's all weird. So yeah, I don't know. I think maybe they're trying to copy a formula for maybe other shows that have come out, maybe in China. And
Yeah, maybe, yeah. No,
yeah.
that's a thing I want to say, that a vertical is done when everyone has done its job on it, not after
Totally.
the shooting. It depends on so many points that it's a good
Yeah.
vertical for me.
Yeah.
So I hope that there will be a bit more improvement. As I said, for example, Drama Pops, V-Glue, Candy Jar always are doing a great
Yeah.
job at the
Yeah.
moment.
Yeah, I auditioned for and I call back for a Candy Jar film like last month or so. I've been really wanting to work with them because I know they are great. Because I think they're an American based company, I believe,
If you
and they
look in
have.
on the website into the Impressum, you find that they are based in Germany.
Oh, okay. America, is it
It
American
it's
Germany?
founded it's founded in America, yeah.
Okay,
It's
but I, yeah,
yeah.
I didn't. I do remember there being ties to
That
both.
there have yeah, they are still an American one, but also with German influence
Okay,
now.
cool. Yeah. That's great. I mean, I've seen, I talked to an act, like a big thing with verticals that I would love to see change is like the diversity. You
Oh,
know,
yes.
I'm half Asian and I don't get leads because I think
Because
my
of
big
that?
reason might be because of that. I don't know for sure. I wouldn't, I mean, I feel like my acting isn't bad. So, you know, what else? I don't know. I just feel like maybe I just don't have the quite the look maybe too. So, but with Candy Jar, I know a lot of my friends, you know, friends I've known, actors that I've known that are really talented who are black
Yeah,
also
yeah,
don't get leads.
yeah,
There's not
yeah.
that many. But
They
with
have a
Candy
lot
Jar, I
of
know,
diversity, yeah.
yeah, Candy Jar has a lot of that. Like, I think I talked to an actress on set and she was like, yeah, I led, she's black and she's like, I led one for Candy Jar because they're like
Yeah,
pushing
look for
diversity.
example, Gio Duval. He's half black, half Italian. He had three leads already on Candy Jar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Alan Candy Jar, yeah. I mean, you. Has he done leads on other project on other apps?
Nope, Candy Jar.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I don't know. That's the thing with like being diverse. Like the fact that I'm half Chinese, I'm very proud of it. You know, I've like,
What about
I love that.
Chinese vertical shot in Chinese?
Yeah, I mean, I don't speak Chinese. Maybe that's what's holding me back.
Okay.
That probably would help. But yeah, I think yeah, I don't know. It's been a challenge for me. Like I've only done, you know, I've been doing this since 2023, only done three leads. That's
Yeah.
something that I'm like, you know, I audition for leads, you know, maybe like I'll have a lead audition, you know, once a week or so.
Yeah.
But you know, I just, yeah, it's something that I'm, you know,
Yeah, I
but I'm trying
think
to stay true to
that's.
myself. I don't want to be like, oh, okay, well they want this and I need to give that and I have to do, you know, I'm trying to just be who I
Yeah,
am
be unique.
authentically.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
because,
think that's
you know,
important, but I think
yeah.
that's exactly the thing as we spoke. Candy Jar is more open to this.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's this thing where like I remember, you know, that for the male leads, we kind of talked about it. They want the stillness, this like still like if you the breakdowns, the character descriptions I'll read when I submit will be stoic, domineering, you know, he's above everything. He's, you know, he's just
Yeah.
calm and
The
collected and
hero.
the hero. And for me, like I'm a very like emotive person that moves, you know, I have a lot of energy too. So during my auditions, you know, I'm like doing all this, and they're like, oh no, it's like he's not stoic enough. So I feel like, but then I also don't want to, and I've gone through phases where I'm like, well, do I need to just try to do this thing that they want? And you know, so I go back and forth with like trying to be true to myself and like this is who I am. You know, this is what I can bring to this role,
Yeah.
a part of myself who is like this energetic,
But
person.
I
So it's
think
like
there
this
will
weird
be a
thing.
change. The
Yeah.
change is needed in
Yeah.
this diversity also. You know, look only about how many gay verticals came out this year. It
Yeah.
was in the
There's been a huge
first year
shift.
totally.
Nothing. Zero. Yeah.
So That's also a thing. I wait for a lesbian once because why are there only gay ones? You know what I
There haven't been
mean?
any, have there?
No.
No, yeah.
So
Oh, yeah, I wonder what, yeah, I wonder why that
I
is.
think there in some kind of diversity there is a change needed.
Yeah, definitely.
So
I
I
feel like there
but
have
I'm
been
sure
shifts.
that it will come. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Like even from the drama box lead I just did. Like I hadn't done a lead in like such a long time. Like I did a lead in 2023 and then not again until earlier this year. And
Yes.
then like, a few months ago with the Christmas
Yeah,
one.
yeah.
So there has been a shift and I feel like I got another role. I had another audition where I was penned for this. It was like a good short one. I was penned for it, and the character was very much like me. He's kind of goofy, awkward. Goofy, awkward. He's like kind of a little nerdy, and he's just like he's endearing, and he's not this like ultra alpha CEO. And it was, and I was like in the running for it, and I was like, oh, this character is so fun, and it was kind of comedic. And so there, hopefully, there are. Our shifts, and I saw a little bit of that, at the end of this year.
I'm sure that there will be more shifts because of the platforms. They are recently are growing in numbers. The pressure is more high to
And
do
then you can't do the
something
same
new.
thing. Yeah,
Exactly.
exactly. You can't do the same thing that everyone else is
So
doing, so you try to,
I think there will be a change in 2026 or more improvement in kind of storylines and stuff like that. So there is still hope.
I think
We'll see.
there's, I have a lot of hope. I feel like, especially with projects I've worked on recently, there have been some really great ones. Like I did another drama box one where it was the werewolf one, and when we shot it, there was like, I remember there's such a great moment in there where I play like one of the villains, and the girl, she's with her mom, is basically becomes the Luna, like the alpha king. Who is the dad of the male lead? He like takes over the kingdom, and he takes the female lead's mother as his Luna, his wife. And so they're standing there, and then the female lead, so it's her mom and her like new stepdad, I guess. She's standing there, and I walk in, and I'm like, oh, like you're meant to marry me. I'm alpha for this other pack, and you're my Luna. We're bonded. We're fated mates or whatever. And we're doing the scene, and usually we do like a take. And that's over, and that's it. And so we did it one time, and I was like, "Oh, great!" And so we did it, and she gave it. We give the director would come and give notes to like the other, like the king and the Luna, the parents. They didn't say anything the whole time. They were just standing there. It was just me and her kind of going back and forth, and so it's just reactions. And we're doing it, and we do it like 6, 7 times. And I was like, oh, well, this is a lot of takes for this is, I mean, it's a small scene, but it's, every scene's, they're all important scenes, but this seemed kind of small. And then I'm doing it, I'm smiling to them, they're smiling back at me, they're approving this, her mom's approving this. And then on the very last take, I say my lines, I say, oh, yeah, we're meant to be together, right? And I turn, and then her mom is like, and then she sees me, and she like stops shaking her head. And I see that, and I get so pissed. Because I'm trying to be as present as possible. I'm like so angry and pissed. I'm like, why is she shaking her head? She's defying me. And I walk out just so angry. And then after I was like, that felt awesome. And I talked to the actress who was like shaking her head. I was like, were you shaking your head the entire time? And she's like, yes, I was, but the director told me to let you see me shaking my head in the last take. And I was like, and it was such a small thing, but the fact that we were able to like, usually it's like a take done. The fact that we were have the time for that, and how like I reacted in the moment, and that's what acting is. That's like being in the moment and present, and like really feeling that and reacting to it. And it's different than everything else, because a lot of times you like, what's gonna happen in the scene. You do it a time or two, and like it's like forced, and you just
And
already know
then
what's
you
gonna
say,
happen.
cut, next.
Like, but we had such a beautiful moment there that I was like. That was a moment where I was like, oh, these are getting really good, where directors are giving us the time
And I think
and
then you have
approving.
exactly the feeling if it's getting a good one or not. You
Yeah, you feel
know,
great.
if there are small details, you got also on point the time they need. Some verticals you see exactly, okay, they were rushed through the script and done.
Yeah.
And
That
then
happens. It's unfortunate. It happens a lot.
Even you see maybe of the actor or actress on BTS when they and you know roundabout when they shot it, and then 3 weeks later you see that it show dropped, and then you can be sure that the quality is not so good.
Yeah, 3 weeks is crazy. 3 weeks is crazy. It usually takes like for a feature length film, usually it's like a year.
Yeah, and most
And the fact they're
verticals
doing
are
three weeks,
6 weeks.
yeah, which is just crazy. I edited a short film. It took me like a year to do it. I was working full time also at the time, but it took us me, my co-editor, a year to
Quality needs
finish.
time, and
Yeah.
quantity is not quality, as I'm always
Yeah.
saying. So
Yeah.
hopefully there will be improvement. I'm still hoping also that there
There
will
is.
be more verticals with strong women. You know, not
Yeah.
that always the women are so weak and depend on a husband or stuff like that. I like
Yeah.
more powerful roles, energetic roles
Yeah.
to be. But that's also the intercultural difference. You know, in
Yeah.
Chinese, it's typical that mostly the women are devoted.
Right.
For the Western stuff, it doesn't work
Yeah.
mostly. So hopefully the balance will get better. That's what I
I think
hope.
too with like Western writers and like directors and stuff and executives in those rooms, they could like know, hey, this could work. This may not work in China or but it may not work in the East, but this will work in the West.
And I
Like an
think it's
Ocean's 8 type
good.
of vertical.
Yeah, I think it's good that also a lot of actors started writing. You know, if actors write scripts, they exactly know how this vertical stuff works in shooting what the audience wants to have, stuff like that. They can be more precisely in the stories what are needed. You know what I mean? So I think we will get one. Lately, I could tell you maybe that's a good chance for you. Lately, dropped the first casting call for vertical in Germany. So I'm sure that the European shooting locations will rise next year. Yeah, a lot. There will be more
What
potential.
company? Yeah, send me that. I would love to. Yeah, I'd love
But
to apply.
the
I'd love to.
Germans are really stupid. Because the first two casting calls, they don't want to have actors. They want to have influencers with a big range in social media to do the roles.
Yeah, great. But like that's another thing too with the verticals. It's like you're sometimes acting across from someone who is an influencer or a model, and then so you give them something or you try to give them something different, and you get the same thing over and over and over and over, and you're like, okay, well. This is okay. I guess we're doing this the same way every single time. Because I know like there's been like strides like Dark, the Netflix series, which was like German produced and stuff. Fantastic. It's another show that I haven't finished, but it's amazing. I knew my sister used to date a guy who's germ from Germany, and he was like he was so used to consuming like Western media for all movies and TV shows, and he's like it was so refreshing to see like some pushes in Germany for like producing TV, you
I'm
know?
sure he has really great potential. And as I said, I also did some film and stuff. We have really great shooting locations here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
But
because they're so
when
historic.
I read this, that they only want to have influencers for,
Yeah.
I wrote them. Are you kidding me? If you
If you
need really
want.
great vertical actors, contact me. I can give you a lot of names from
Yeah.
really great experienced people for
Yeah.
vertical space.
Yeah.
We will see where that will goes, but
Yeah.
maybe if the European shooting market
Yeah.
will grow, maybe it's your
Yeah.
chance here.
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, I've been to Germany once.
Where have you
I love
been in
traveling.
Germany?
I was like staying over before where I was flying to Spain, so I was in Frankfurt for a little bit. There's like a Christmas market that I kind of walked through for the few hours I was in Germany for. Yeah, it was
Okay,
great.
so you
Yeah.
have a lot more to develop here in
Oh
Germany.
yeah. I got a taste of it and I would love to go back. Yeah, I love traveling for work. The most I've gone is like New York is the furthest I've gone. But yeah, I would love to
Okay, so
travel to
bucket
Europe. I would
list
love.
next year, Europe and China for vertical
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I would absolutely love to. And that's the thing too. Like I would, if I was so fortunate to travel like that, I would, maybe do a couple of verticals, and then I would like spend the next 3 weeks, 2 weeks traveling around the
Have
area.
you ever thought about shooting verticals in the Ukraine, which lately drops so much? Kyiv
Yeah, I think
Rex
I've
did a
seen a
lot of in
couple.
Ukraine
Yeah, I've seen
lately.
some postings in Ukraine. Yeah. Like maybe
Because
like I've seen like maybe one.
they are
Yeah.
always often for
Yeah.
American
Yeah.
actors who wants
Yeah,
to
I've
join
seen.
there.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen any vertical posts, but I
My
saw one.
drama, the platform My Drama is full of the Ukrainian vertical.
What parts do they shoot in Ukraine?
Kiev.
In Kyiv, okay. They have a lot of, oh, just pretty much that city. Okay, nice. They have a bunch of
Mostly,
studios and stuff. Yeah.
mostly.
Yeah, I mean, I love traveling. I love seeing the
No,
world. I love
because
meeting people.
Ukraine, there some are now. Oh no, not now because of the war.
Yeah.
But Kiki did a lot of Ukrainian verticals lately. There are some
Oh.
actors from Great Britain lately in the Ukraine for shooting. They
Yeah, I
produce
guess
a
they're safe.
lot,
They're
and the
safe.
Ukrainian verticals are also very well produced.
Nice. Okay. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I feel
We
like you missed out
get
on
to
amazing.
Europe to film verticals, I'm sure.
Yes. Well, my roommate and friend Danny, he just shot one in London.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's, he shot
You
a bunch of
have the
directors too.
possibility here in Europe, in Great
Yeah.
Britain,
Yeah.
Lithuania, Ukraine,
Yeah. Yeah.
Italy, Turkey.
Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah, I would love
We
to. Yeah, I love traveling. Like I said, love it.
will
Yeah.
get you here. I'm sure we will
Yes,
get you here.
yes, yes.
Yeah. Douglas, five question quickie for the end.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Short question, short answers. First one,
Yes.
what's your favorite dish?
Ooh, lasagna. Lasagna.
I
Love lasagna.
expected something Asian food style, no?
Yeah, I feel like I could have said like I really like dim sum too,
Mm-hmm.
but lasagna, I feel like dim sum is like more of my like more recent like favorite, but as a I lasagna is really nostalgic
Okay,
for
so
me. Like
you
as a
really
kid,
have
I
to
had
go
it.
to Italy for
Yeah,
shooting.
definitely.
Because of all the great pizza pasta. Oh, holy
Yeah.
moly.
I've been to Italy. Yeah, I've had a lot of pizza and pasta in Italy.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
the best thing in Italy,
Yeah.
the food.
Yeah. The
Okay, the
food,
people
so
are
good.
also nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Second one, do you have a comfort movie? A movie you have reward or film you have rewatched a few times because it's maybe an
Yeah.
all-time classic one or
Yeah. Oh man. I have a list of movies. I have a list of everything.
organized.
I'm so organized. Because I knew it was gonna be a question. Because like it's the asking your favorite movie.
Yeah.
There's so many great movies. But if I had to pick one, I really, really like The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, the third one.
I've never saw Lord of
Oh,
the
so
Rings.
good. It's so good. The
I
like,
was.
you have some of the best actors, like Ian McKellen as Gandalf, one of the greatest like British actors
Yeah.
ever. It's yeah, that's just the storytelling, like how great the story is, the SFX, the scale of the battles and stuff. The evil and the armor and just everything is just so great.
I'm
Yeah.
so sorry. I never saw Lord of the Rings. I haven't
That's you.
seen Game of Thrones also.
You need to prioritize that. Like, stop the verticals for a day or two. Watch the Lord of the Rings. Yeah, it's so good. I mean, if you love storytelling, you love the production quality, that's like the peak of cinema. Yeah.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
Okay. I will
Yeah.
think about it.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you like? Are you the type of actor who have different playlists
Yeah,
to
definitely.
get
Yeah,
into
yeah.
character and stuff like
Yeah,
that?
yeah. I usually try to make a playlist for my character.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually play the lost heir or the one who, so it's like usually dark, more emotional soundtracks, so and music and stuff. I listen to yeah, I like listening to soundtracks of movies a lot. So I'll listen to like Harry Potter soundtracks, the Lord of the Rings
Oh,
soundtrack,
that's great.
Interstellar. Hans Zimmer is one of like is
Oh yeah,
probably
Hans
you know
Zimmer
John Williams.
is great.
Yeah,
He's great.
yeah. So I love listening
Lately,
to.
when you say the Harry Potter soundtracks here in Christmas time, you can hear You can go watch here in Germany the Harry Potter movies with the live orchestra in front of it
Yeah, wow.
playing all
Yes,
the songs.
I think I've seen some of those some ads on Instagram about those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, just a
For the
live
Harry Potter
orchestra.
one is really
Incredible.
impressive. Yeah, I
Incredible.
think so.
Yeah.
And they did also it last summer for the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my God, yeah. That's another great sound. Yeah. I mean, it's just like it's just magical. It's like you've seen the movies and it transports me like instantly without having to like so sometimes like to get in a moment emotionally, listening to something really quickly, I can just get there.
As we said, sound is very important.
So important. So
Yeah,
important.
true.
Yeah. I did a side note, sorry, real quick. I did a side note. I did a an astronaut star spaceship short film for a student film, a university film. And during there's a scene where I'm like crash landing on this alien planet. They're like, everything's going crazy. I have an alert on the screen. I asked them to play the Interstellar soundtrack by Hans Zimmer. So I was listening to that while in the moment, while like, and it, I didn't really have to act. I was just in this moment listening to it. And yeah, that was great. Yeah. Anyways, side note complete.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when I get in kind of difficult or weirdo situations with other people, I'm thinking about what soundtrack would fit to this situation.
Yeah. If it's like a rom-com,
Yes.
like an awkward music or something, or like,
You know,
yeah.
I'm a lecturer at the university, and sometimes I would love to play any soundtrack for this lecturing hours.
Yeah. You should try, or maybe like really have it really low to start and then slowly increase it. Yeah. And it's one of those things like when you're speaking, you don't have anything
The
else.
playlist of the J.
Yeah.
No words needed, only the playlist of the
Only the
day, I
soundtrack.
can tell
Yeah.
you. Think things that. Last two questions. If I would come to you and say, Douglas, listen, I want to start watching Verticals, which one of yours should I definitely have watched? What would you say?
What, the one of mine?
Yeah, where you were in.
I would say probably one of my favorite ones was A Faded at First Sight. Yeah, that's probably one of
Platform.
my favorite ones.
Your list, ask your list.
Yeah, I should let's consult my list.
Because I'm sure you have also put the
Yeah.
platforms
I
onto
actually
the
didn't put the
list.
platform for that one. Let's see. Let me look this up real quick. So the
You're get
director who's
you
kind of
had
my
a lack.
mentor, director who's kind of my mentor is Angela, and she would be very upset with me. What is it on? Drama short, dreamy short.
Dreamy
Dreamy short.
shorts. Okay.
Yeah, it was like an E dream, E short. Yeah.
Yeah, I know
I
Dreamy
think
Shorts.
it changes over
Dreamy Shorts is
times.
also a shit thing. You pay
Oh,
for a
what?
membership and then they have the exclusive ones. You have to pay that you can watch it
The
earlier.
premium. Wow, the premium. Is it a
Even with the
premium thing
membership.
or is it just like per one you have to?
Per one.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
It's
That's
like the inter
yeah.
it's another type of maybe the interactive paying ones.
Yeah.
That's a shit. Yeah, just
Yeah.
side note of my side to Dreamy
Like all the
Short.
streaming services have that. Like Netflix now has ads. You have to pay more to not have ads.
Yeah, you can
And
also watch ads on the platforms, but to be honest, you can watch maximum 5 per day, and then you can freeload 5 episodes per day, and then you have to wait till the next day, and I'm not patient enough for that. Sorry.
yeah, you want to watch 5 episodes. Yeah,
I
that's
don't
like maybe
want
like
I
five
watch
to eight
a
minutes
I
of
want to
content.
watch a vertical straight away and not
Yeah.
over a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shitty.
Yeah.
So, last
That's what
question,
happens.
which genre you want to see new or more in verticals?
I would love to see like more sci-fi space ones. I know there's been a couple space ones, but like sci-fi ones where there's maybe aliens and there's like you're in space, like and maybe it's like there's like intergalactic
Aliens.
like Star Wars
I
would be
haven't
really
seen
really cool.
Star
You haven't seen Star
Wars.
Wars either?
No.
I mean, some of the newer ones aren't as good. If you really,
Haven't seen Star Trek. I
you
haven't
need to
seen
pause
Star
the
Wars.
verticals. You need to pause the verticals for a little bit and catch up on some like. I mean, what's more iconic than Star Wars and Lord of the Rings? I mean, you've seen Harry Potter though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then,
That's good. That's good at
so
least.
it, I'm not totally.
Yeah. You really should pause and watch some of, like, at least this, watch one Lord of the Rings film this week. Watch one Star Wars film.
You were really sympathetic until the last 5 minutes.
This is Star Wars. You have to see Star Wars. You have to see Lord of the Rings. This is a ha it's a must watch.
Next time you told me, you have to watch James Bond, you have to watch blah.
You haven't seen James Bond? I mean,
No, I
you
haven't
haven't seen
seen
those?
any James Bond.
Those are good. Yeah, those are good. I mean, I would say, Star Wars and Lord of the Rings is more iconic. I would say Star Wars is great, but Lord of the Rings, the trilogy, is really
A must,
phenomenal.
you want to say.
That I would say maybe that over Star
Okay.
Wars. Yeah, and three
Okay.
films are less than Star Wars, right?
I will give it maybe a try, okay? We will see. So I'm trying to get you here to Europe for shooting verticals, okay?
I would love to.
And then we will meet up maybe in Italy for a kind of pasta. You know, it's not so far from here. I can drive it
Yeah,
with the
everything's really
car.
close. Yeah. And we'll talk about Lord of the Rings and what you thought about them.
No.
And Star Wars. We'll talk about Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. That's the topics, the conversation
That's
topics.
my homework now, or what?
Yeah. I mean, come on, you watch 1,000 verticals. You can
I think it was more
watch
than thousands.
1,000. And think about how many of those were did not have a great production quality.
Maybe 200.
200. So 200 films you've watched that you didn't really like or enjoy, whereas I know that you're gonna like at
Normally,
least nine
roundabout,
films.
I turn down per month 10 till 15.
Okay, you like start it and then you'll stop.
Yeah.
Okay,
Who
yeah,
gets
10,
a
15. I mean, in a month you can
DNF?
watch. Yeah, you can watch one of these a month, and then in nine
Yeah.
months,
Douglas, you're
you could
trying
be
to
life
convince
changing.
me, huh? Yeah.
I really am trying to.
So we stop here now.
I
It could get worse for me.
have another list of films. Let me get my other film list up this
No!
week.
It was a pleasure having you, Douglas.
Yes, thanks for having me
Thanks a
so much.
lot for catching up with me here for an episode. I wish you a lot of leads. I wish you a lot of challenging roles, and I wish you a great improvement in whatever you want to improve.
Thank you.
Stay in
I wish you the best
contact.
too. I wish you the best with all
Don't
your
forget to
verticals
send me
and
the links.
yes, if you want to
Yes.
watch my newest one, I would love to hear your thoughts constructively.
I saw the trailer already. Because I've actually a yearly membership on Dramabox.
Give it a watch. Let me know.
So I
Like I
can
said, it's
watch
more
it.
Christmas themed.
Yeah. Okay.
It's funny how that is less
I
convincing.
will not watch it today because I have to get up in
No.
5 hours again.
Yeah, no rush. No
So
rush.
I don't want to watch it today, but maybe tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. After you watch Lord of the Rings.
No.
It's so funny, like, I'll watch my vertical. You're like, yeah, sure. Watch this iconic series that's talked about in pop culture for decades and decades. I don't know, maybe.
We will see. We stay in contact, Douglas. Thank you very
Thank you so much.
much.
Yeah,
Have a
stay in
nice
touch.
day. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.